Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast, Italy edition. I am in Sardinia, in Cagliari, and currently on vacation, obviously, but look, it's Monday, and you are owed a podcast. It is not the idea that I think I am indebted to you, but it is this commitment that I have to put out a show every single Monday. And it didn't feel right to let a week go by. Now, this will be short, and I will honor my vacation. And it's been really nice to have some time to not answer emails, my phone, respond to work, and just be present with the primary objectives of life, which are eating, sleeping, and walking around and looking at people. And truly, that is what me and my partner Cynthia have done in Florence, Rome, and now Sardinia at the close of our vacation. We'll say the last half. I wanted to jump back into the episode with Elaine Pauly. And we talked a lot about PEMF therapy. I'm going to move this microphone to the side of my head because I want to be able to hear myself a little bit better. We talked a lot about PEMF therapy, pulsed electromagnetic field. When I had started out in this industry, it was so fringe. And this is a technology which I have deep personal experience with, as well as working to help develop different iterations, different delivery mechanisms. Everything in the world of PEMF was my world. I lived and breathed it for over 5 years. And so it's something I've always known to be an absolute game changer in my unfolding arc of my story's narrative. And I was always waiting for the media and the news and everything to catch up. And finally, I don't want to say we're here, but it's definitely coming. Maybe it's tomorrow. Maybe it's a week after next. But if you didn't catch the podcast with Elaine Pauly and her company MagnaWave, as well as AuraWell PEMF, they have self-funded clinical trials and shown, with a small sample set, a 27% reduction in prostate size for men using PEMF every single day for 30 days. The other thing they showed, which we did not talk about the episode, but they did just get data back, is that they changed the functionality of the mitochondria in that how the mitochondria processes carbohydrates and sugar. So they didn't increase energy in the cell. They changed the cell's structure and the ability to process energy going forward. Now, this is something that I have always known, because if you have a person with a non-healing fracture, a non-union fracture, a bone that fails to grow back together, even after 6 to 7 years, and you use a high enough power device, all of a sudden the osteoblasts start to signal and that bone starts to grow back together. It's signal. It's a signal in the system, which has lost its voice. And so it's not that the PEMF, the pulsed electromagnetic field device, did the healing. It created the signal in a noisy system. This is both very exciting to me and empowering. What a wonderful body and what a wonderful technology. And they're paired, and when we can alleviate somebody's suffering. So we mentioned this in the episode, but the other thing is that my puppy, Mr. Higgs, every single morning is going to go out to that MagnaWave device and get into his bed that is on the pad and ask for it to be turned on. Like, he looks over at the machine and then looks at you and he's like, "I'm waiting." And there's a clear quality of life increase, better energy, more bouncy. And pets don't have a placebo. Now, the other thing that happened since that episode, the winner of the Kentucky Derby. If you didn't see the last Kentucky Derby, go pull up the clip on YouTube. This horse pulls from the back of the pack all the way to the front and wins the race. Of course, this horse is using MagnaWave, the PEMF line designed for horses. And I didn't know this, but the person who came in second place was also using a MagnaWave. Now, both the horses and the jockeys, who, if you don't understand that sport, it's incredibly hard on the body of the jockey, use MagnaWave to recover. It's pretty wild. So the thing I want to say about this technology is, when I mention it, most people look at me like I am crazy. What do you mean a magnetic wave? What do you mean a coil? What do you mean? You know what I mean? There is a complete disbelief that this could be a thing. But now here this device is, and I just got to give Elaine a big round of applause. Here this device is, through self-funded clinical trials, is now an FDA cleared. That's not registered that it won't hurt you. It's cleared for treatment of ... is a class 2 medical device. And you're going to see some amazing things in the field. And what I love about this is that it opens up the door for conversations with all my friends and family, who, everybody's in pain. Everybody's suffering from something. Everybody hurts from something, right? Here's a tool that, with mass adoption, will become more affordable, more regulated, and it's a way to change the world. And I think one of the reasons I'm so excited to get out of bed in the morning is because every day I get to work with tools and technology and thought leaders who change the world. I'm blessed. The other thing that I want to say is that, on this little solo episode, is that I have officially stepped into a leadership role at LightPath LED. And if you don't know LightPath LED, it is the light company that I have talked about and championed since 2018, 2019. And I've had Scott Kennedy on, I believe he's been on the show 4 times. I think he's been on more than any other guest. And Scott is an incredibly passionate human being and an expert in red light therapy, as well as he's got extensive research in the world of dental lasers and has a really miraculous healing journey of his own. But they've really done some phenomenal things with the company. And now both Scott and my really good friend Ben Carlson, we are joining forces to bring this thing to the world. And you're going to hear me talk with Scott about this in the next few weeks, but there's been some new iterations of projects that have finally come to fruition. And now you can go on that site and you can buy a hat that is a full head coverage hat to help regrow your hair. You know, if you've seen me on Instagram and you've watched the show, you'll see me dancing in front of a wall, right? A red light wall. And I'm boogieing, and I'm always naked, but I cleverly place the camera so I am not showing you my junk. And that's usually where I do my morning mojo. Again, along with my puppy, Mr. Higgs, who also, after he gets his PEMF session, this is actually usually first. He goes over to the red light panels first and lays on the floof in front of the red light wall and will wait for it to be turned on. And he will take about a 1-hour nap in front of those panels. But I will be boogie in there, and I've always had to buy 4 panels. And so there's a 15-inch panel, and then another 15-inch panel, another 15-inch panel, another 15-inch panel. They're like 3.5 feet tall. So I have this big, like, you know, 6-foot wide or whatever it is, you know, actually 30 inches wide, like 6-foot high wall. So it's amazing. It does the job. And Scott finally came out with a panel that is 6 feet of coverage. One panel. It's called the Titan. I believe it'll be on the website by the time this podcast comes out. If not, guess what? You got the initial scoop. You got the download. You found the Easter egg before it was actually there. It's 6 feet of coverage. It is over 1,000 LEDs. It's got three different spectrums. It's got a 5-year warranty. And because it's so big, it comes on a mechanical stand. So it will go up and down, and it will go vertical and horizontal. And that's such a nice thing, because I love standing in front of the red light wall. Sometimes I would love to lay down on a massage table and then just lay there and get all the red light therapy. And the reason why I think this is a really cool addition to the world of wellness is that a lot of times I'm getting to work with clinics who are coming to me and saying, what should I get for red light therapy? And they usually have selected a few red light beds, you know, $50,000, $80,000, $150,000. The prices, it depends what you want and what you're shopping for. There's very, very low end to very, very high end. And the thing that I will say about red light therapy is that it depends on your business model, but you have to be able to serve your customer, deliver results, and eventually, one day, you want to be profitable on that red light therapy device, whatever it is, whether it's a lounger that does infrared and red light therapy, like the Energy Lounger, or whether it's the NovaThor bed, which is like $250,000 that the Olympic team used in their clinical trials, in the Olympic trials, and they had better results than all the runners who did the NovaThor. And it depends, right? It depends on what your business looks like. But I love the fact that this Titan is going to go to market for like around $5,000. It's a phenomenal deal. And that really is something that when I get to be a part of a company that's giving accessibility to a really high-end product, and I have used red light. I mean, I have used red light pretty much 5 days a week since 2017. Now, do I have good genetics for good skin? Probably. However, I am the oldest of three siblings, and I'm not saying that my brother and sister don't have amazing skin, but I would also tell you, I may win in the anti-wrinkle contest. Now that is, I love my brother and sister, and there is something to this red light. And when you get into the research, when you get into the NIH indexed studies, the peer-reviewed research, the blinded studies, you start to see that there is about a 0.2% increase in mitochondrial energy across all cells that receive the red light therapy. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but if you thought about shifting the cellular output or the internal conveyor belt of that cell's ability to create more electrons, which are repairing cells, mitigating damage, doing all the good things, and you did that every day, and you did it for 7 years, you will change the course of how your body mitigates damage. And isn't it, even this is a great analogy, isn't it the Olympic swimmer? It is like that 2 to 3 degree twist in that stroke reaching forward of Michael Phelps that changes the difference between a gold medal and not making the podium. Personally, when I'm doing these things, when I'm in the cold plunge in the morning, even when I don't want to do it, when I'm doing a one-day 24-hour fast, when I'm standing in front of a red light, when I don't feel like going to the gym, but I know it will help my bone density. When I want to be lazy and I don't want to grab the blue blockers when I'm going to watch Netflix at night, but I do it anyway because I know the value. When I'm tired and I don't feel like putting the little stickers on my nose to expand my nasal passages and open up oxygen to my brain while I'm sleeping to help lymphatic drainage, I do it in spite of wanting to skip it. I've developed a habit long enough so it's part of my life. And over the course of time, my hope is that I don't have to go through cancer again. That I don't have to have this big reoccurrence of Lyme disease. That I'm not sitting on the couch or waking up in the morning and limping to the bathroom because the balls of my feet feel like I'm walking on glass. I do all those things because I needed to make a different choice. I was sick enough, right? Not everybody's sick enough to do all these, you could call them restrictions. I think of them as tools of liberation. I was sick enough to be compelled to make all those changes. So the last thing I want to talk about is just vacation. And I mean real vacation. Now, to be fair, I'm recording a podcast, so, but it's okay. I really do enjoy it. You know, I really do enjoy doing some of this stuff. I think this is the thing that gives me back the most in as far as like social media and internet content. I get a lot out of talking to guests. That being said, going on vacation and leaving your little home circle, your circle of influence, and getting out in other areas of the world, people watching, hearing different languages, navigating a conversation with a waitress who does not speak English or very little, traveling to the other side of the globe, all these things, it's unbelievably therapeutic. And it's so funny because I always wait about a year and a half to like, I take a vacation. There is no cure like travel, to quote Cole Porter. That is a song from, it's a little transition number from Anything Goes. Phenomenal little number if you don't know it. But it's so true. There's no cure like travel. I mean, to have the luxury to simply exist and see another culture and to experience the food and to wake up and just have the whole day to do whatever you want. What a luxury that is not lost on me. I understand not everybody can take a vacation, and certainly not everybody can take a 2-week vacation, but in Europe, it's the norm. You don't do less than a 2-week vacation because you know what? It's not really a break. I think there's a certain thing that happens after like 5 or 6 days and you're like, yeah, this is a different state of being. And I'm feeling that in my body, and it's really lovely. I definitely won't wait a year and a half again. So I hope you don't do that too. And if this is the first podcast you've heard, normally we have a guest and normally there's a little more polish on it, but this is sort of just me tapping in to my current state of being, where I'm at today. And I hope the audio comes out fine. I'm sitting at a kitchen in Sardinia. Cynthia's in the background on the couch. She's got her blue blockers on. She's got the cue. She's taking it. And we're going to sit down and we're probably going to try to finish Gladiator 2. Now, I will tell you, it's a horrible, horrible movie, which basically they just took the original plot and regurgitated everything. But because we went to Rome and because we got to stand in the Colosseum, oh my God, what a trip. I mean, really and truly, what a trip just to be in the Colosseum. It just makes you want to lean into all those things that you're experiencing and hearing the timeline and the lineage and who built it and what happened there. And it's just so incredible. I was a history minor at SUNY Brockport, and it's something that's always stuck with me. I love history. My dad is a history nut. You ever talk to my dad? Big Fred, he's Fred the Fourth, I'm Fred the Fifth. He can just pull like pr- presidents and generals and timelines and da 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 is a really, really incredible skill set. It's something valuable about hearing what happened and why it happened that way and why did it unfold that way. Anyways, I'm gonna close it down. I was gonna talk for 10 minutes. I went for 20 minutes and change. This is the Beautifully Broken podcast. There'll be no outro on here. Please check out our last three or four shows. We just had Katie Deming on. She is one of the biggest movers and shakers in the world of fasting as it applies to oncology. Elaine Pauly, we mentioned MagnaWave and Aura Well, PEMF. We had Caroline Allen from Beam Minerals. It's been a great season and we have not missed a beat. I think we've gone for like 60 weeks in a row. Anyways, Freddie Kimmel signing off. Big love. This is the Beautifully Broken podcast, beautifullybroken.world. Check it out. Big love. Love ya. Bye.